Superintendent, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. In a story that's front page of yesterday's Detroit News and Detroit Free Press, it talks about how Dearborn Teachers Union voted to own and operate their own health plan. Very, very interesting. It could save the district millions of dollars. Talk about this. First of all, whose idea was it and how did it come about?
Well, we have a structural budget problem, as you have mentioned. The state has literally $3 or $4 billion less to spend on education, local, city, county governments. Here in Dearborn specifically, we had about a $23, $24 million problem that we had to cut before next school year because of this new economy. So we needed to make structural change. So we needed our employees to take pay cuts. We needed to take longer to get to the top of the pay scale, and we needed to do something about insurance. So during the negotiations process, the union came back. We had proposed that we would give them an HMO insurance, and they would pay the difference if they wanted a PPO. And they came back and said, well, what if we take over the insurance and make it our responsibility, and you just write us a check? And we said, well, we like that concept because it saves the district over $4 million. It makes it a consumer choice-driven plan because now the employees will understand what the choices they make, how that will impact their cost, and I think it will help them save more money. So I think it's a win-win for the teachers, it's a win for the taxpayers, and it's a win for Dearborn because it helps us save considerable amount of taxpayer resources.
As the teachers' union was trying to find information about their health plan and where to go and how to work this out, were you a part of that process?
Yes, we were. We both, you know, we had a consultant that we were working with, and they had one they were working with, and we sat down and had a series of meetings where we wanted to understand what they were doing, what the program was going to be, and how it would work. And they convinced us that they can run the insurance plan and maybe even do it cheaper because of being more of a consumer-driven and employees understanding with the choices they make what that's going to do to their costs. So we saw it as a win-win and congratulate our teachers union for stepping forward with the idea. And it shows the negotiation process works because, you know, we got the pay cuts of 6-7%. It's going to take them 3 to 4 more years to get to the top of the pay scale, and these insurance changes significantly changes the Dearborn structure moving forward so that we can live within this new economy.
Superintendent Whiston, did you realize that this was groundbreaking stuff you were involved in?
I think we did realize that it was historic because we couldn't find in our research any other district in the state or even in the country that we were able to find that was doing the same kind of thing. And so, yeah, I guess we did realize it was historic and groundbreaking and hope that others, you know, take the opportunity to join us.
How long did it take you to get through the process?
Well, to be honest, it did take nearly 2 years. You know, I think Dearborn Board of Education and the management team saw where the economy was heading. And I think it took a little longer for others to come along and see that really, I think some people were hoping the economy was going to turn around. And we kept saying, we're in a new economy. We're not going to go back to the old one. This is a new one. And this new economy has less money in it for governmental services. And so we had to structurally change our budget to live within that new economy. And I think our employees came to that same conclusion and did take the 6-7% pay cut, did take longer to get to the top of the step, and the significant new insurance program,
and
which will save the taxpayer.
And I want to get your take, your feelings of on the budget proposal. That's going to be debated as far as what the House of Representatives does with that portion of the budget. I know it's got to be disillusioning to you to think that they're going to cut more from what they've already cut.
Well, we've cut $25 million out of our budget in the previous 2 years that I've been superintendent, so we have been cutting. And I understand in this new economy we needed to make some more structural changes and cuts. So some of the cuts Lansing are recommending we understand we need to live with, and we're willing to do that. In Dearborn's case specifically, though, they are cutting us more than most other districts because they're taking away $5 million of our at-risk funding. And they're not doing that to other districts. So that's an additional hit to Dearborn. On top of that, well, I don't want to see any cuts to community colleges and universities. I think a promise was made to the voters in Proposal A that funding would go to K-12 and not higher ed. And so we're very concerned about, you know, taking money from the kids in K-12 and giving it to higher ed And so that is something we're very concerned about.
We've been talking with Superintendent Brian Whiston from the Dearborn Public Schools, a groundbreaking policy here that you've been a part of. We're going to talk with Chris Sipperly next, who's the president of the Dearborn Federation of Teachers, and get her take on this. Superintendent, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. And again, congratulations to our teachers union, and it shows the negotiation process still works.